Mr. President, first I want to recognize and acknowledge the senator from Connecticut, the chairman of the Banking Committee, and the tremendous work that he's done over the last few days to bring this piece of legislation to this point. This is an emergency, and this is a crisis, and those terms are often overused. In this instance, they're not being overused. We know that the financial markets are under extreme duress. We've seen some of our largest and most significant financial institutions fail or be reorganized in the last few weeks. We also know, regrettably, that the credit markets are basically locked up, and that credit on Main Street is disappearing, that people who are unable to get financing for the payrolls, financing for inventory, financing to buy a car, send children to school, rebuild the local hospital, rebuild the local school system. This is not a virtual event. It's not an event of theory. This is a real event of very severe economic consequences. And so action has to be taken. And the chairman of the committee, working with under a bipartisan, bicameral format with the Secretary of Treasury, we have come up with this proposal to try to address this. Is this the answer to the entire problem? Obviously not. The way I describe this is that we have a patient who has suffered a severe wound. They are bleeding profusely. We are going to try to put a tourniquet on that patient so that we can stabilize their condition, get them to the hospital, and hopefully take other action which will cure them and get them back up on their feet, specifically get the economy back up on its feet, make sure Americans are able to go to work and enjoy a prosperous lifestyle. This proposal, as it came from the Treasury, was simple, with a purpose of basically going forward with a significant amount of taxpayers' dollars, $700 billion, taking those dollars and buying investments. That's an important point to remember here, because there's been a lot of misrepresentation, regrettably demagoguery and hyperbole, about how we are throwing money at Wall Street. That's not the case. What is happening here is that we will be purchasing assets, assets that have value. And the federal taxpayer will own those assets. And down the road, we will probably sell those assets, and we will actually get money back in for the taxpayer into the federal treasury. And we may actually break even. We may lose some money. But it's more likely, in my opinion, that we will come close to breaking even. And we may actually, some people tell us, make money for the taxpayer. But this is not $700 billion out the window. And in doing this effort, we are going to free up credit on Main Street that makes it possible for people on Main Street to do the things they usually do. You know, America runs on readily available, reasonably affordable credit. Every American has credit on something, their credit card, their home, their car, their kids going to school, the little company they work for, if they work for a mom and pop or even a middle-sized company, probably has credit to make their payroll, probably has credit to buy the inventory. All of this is necessary in order to keep the economy going, and yet today we're seeing it dry up and we're seeing it freeze up, and we're going to try to relieve that pressure so that Main Street can operate as it should. In addition to what the Treasury Secretary felt he needed to free up that credit, we, as a Congress, felt we needed to do some other things. We needed to protect the taxpayer, and we've done that in this bill. Every dollar that comes into the Treasury as a result of reselling these assets will go to reduce the federal debt. Won't go to create new program. It will go to reduce the federal debt. In addition, we wanted to make sure that nobody's going to game the system. Nobody's going to make a lot of money on this at the expense of the taxpayer. So we have language in here that limits and eliminates, in some instances, any sort of golden parachute, limits corporate salaries of the major, of the heads of the CEOs of these major companies that may take advantage of this, and basically eliminates, as a result of the efforts of the senator from Montana and his good ideas, eliminates the tax deductions for high-income individuals above a reasonable amount. In addition, as a result of the leadership of the chairman of the committee, again, we focused a lot of attention on making sure that we could keep people in their homes. We don't want people foreclosed on. And interestingly enough, as a result of the federal government buying these assets, which we will be buying, which are mostly mortgages, mortgage-backed securities, which we'll be buying at maybe 20 or 30% below face market value, we as a government are going to be in a position to reorganize the mortgages of people today who today can't meet their payments because they bought a subprime payment mortgage, and as a result they couldn't make the mortgage payments when the mortgage reset. We're going to be able to adjust those mortgages, and if a person lives in their property as a personal residence, and if they have a reasonable income, hopefully we'll be able to structure it so they can stay in that property today, something that they might not and most likely would not be able to do if the economy played out in the present scenario. So we're going to keep people in their homes and protect their mortgage and protect their opportunity to participate in a reasonable mortgage. And at the same time, maybe make money for the taxpayer, because they will be bad. Once those mortgages start to perform again, they become more valuable and we can resell them into the market. Fourthly, we address the issue of oversight. We create massive transparency so that everybody's going to know what's happening here. As was mentioned earlier by the Senator from New York, things will be going up on the internet so people know what's happening here. Plus, we have significant oversight. We have a board headed up by the Federal Reserve Chairman to oversight the Treasury Secretary. We have a board from the Congress to oversight the Treasury Secretary. We have a new Inspector General just for this issue, a new GAO initiative just for this issue. There will be significant oversight so taxpayers' dollars are watched carefully and so that we know the proper actions are being taken. We heard from our colleagues in the House of Representatives that they had concerns in the area of give us an option of an insurance program. So, as the negotiations went forward, we put in an option of an insurance program. We heard from our colleagues on the Democratic side, make sure the taxpayers have an option here so that if we don't recover all the money we put in, if there is some shortfall, there's an ability to go back to these financial institutions 4 or 5 years from now when they're a little stronger and get a payment to cover that shortfall. And that option is in here. And then in addition to that, we've expanded the FDIC coverage with this bill so that people can have confidence the money that they're putting in their savings accounts, in their checking accounts, in banks, is going to be safe, and they don't have to move it around and maintain these artificial caps in their accounts. So that step is forward. So this is a plan that addresses the needs of the American Main Street through freeing up credit, but it also does it with a lot of efforts to protect the taxpayer, protect the mortgagee, have proper oversight, and do it in a way that's constructive and hopefully returns revenue to the Treasury rather than cost of Treasury revenue. Is it the answer to the whole problem? No. Please don't assume that after we pass this bill, and hopefully we will pass this bill, that we're suddenly going to have the light is going to shine on the American economy. We are in for a difficult economy for a considerable period of time. We know that. Other institutions will be under significant pressure. Regrettably, probably some of those institutions won't survive this economic situation. But the option of not doing anything at this time is to virtually guarantee that we as an economy will begin a very significant downturn of disproportionate impact on people on Main Street. People will lose their jobs. People will lose their savings. People will find that they cannot get the credit necessary to keep their businesses open or to function at a reasonable level. There is no question but that if we don't get the credit markets working again, we will face a dramatic downturn of proportions which we have not seen in my lifetime in the United States of America and in our economy. And it's something we should not risk. We should not roll those dice. This is a program which we can do. It may not cost taxpayers anything, but if it does cost taxpayers something, it's not going to be a dramatic amount of money. And we can do it with proper safeguards as we have. And as a result, it's an action that we should take as a Congress, as representatives of our citizenry, in order to fulfill our obligation to make sure that when you see an impending crisis that you know is going to have a huge adverse effect on the people you represent, you move on that crisis, you take action, and you try to resolve it. That's what this proposal does. It's not the answer to all the problems we have in this economy, but without it, we are going to have a much more severe and difficult time. Mr. President, I yield the floor.